So what do you feel like the biggest issues were with the secondary?
Just a lot of technique errors more than anything.
Why were you guys able to correct the problems you had with Kelce early? Obviously, he got loose with those two big catches and didn't really do much after that.
They just corrected the technique because really the first one was our safety got turned around and the second we just had bad eyes and took eyes off him on the wheel route. So the only thing he did was just play better technique.
You thought your secondary's performance overall.
I'm sorry.
You guys in the secondary had more takeaways than last year.
Okay.
So what have you thought overall of your secondary given that, but also given the fact that Sunday wasn't as good as you had hoped?
I've been extremely pleased with our secondary. One, we have a lot of youth out there, and the plays those guys have made, they've really stepped up. Yeah, we'll look at this past Sunday as a hiccup. But this is the NFL. Those two guys get paid, too. They made a couple of plays, and we'll adjust to them. We'll move on.
Casey, what do you think you can get out of Robinson the rest of the way?
The thing was, we've been really pleased with him. Last week, he had an outstanding week of practice. I really think this guy will be an asset for us athletically, his talent level, he's competitive. We like where he is.
Is he your number three corner right now?
It'd be hard to say that. I would saw him and Roberts very, very similar. Those both guys we have ultimate confidence.
What have you seen from Jamal Adams that's allowed him to just have so much success this season early on?
Everything we saw in the scouting process and the evaluation, this guy was everything that's advertised. He's competitive, he works hard, he puts the time in, he's a young guy but just really learning how to be a pro, and he really takes practice to be.
Still beating himself up over that dropped pick.
He always beats himself up, and funny you should say that. I walk on the field Wednesday out there right before practice, he's on the jugs machine. That's the type of caliber the guy is. Nobody asked him. He was out there on the jugs machine when I walked onto the practice field on Wednesday.
Is it easier to correct a technique error? You looked at it, like you said, it's more of a hiccup as opposed to like if you had busted coverages all over the field.
Exactly right. That's why they say it was technique. You know, if you're supposed to be inside, you're supposed to be on top, stay on top. It was a technique error rather than we were on the same page.
The defensive line has been getting to the quarterback more and more. What's the next step that they need to take in order to get more sacks?
Just keep coming. You know, sacks, we talk about them, that we know they come in bunches, and just keep working, you know, and then you look at this league. These guys are getting the ball out of their hands pretty fast, so you just keep working every day. They're working on their technique. Coach Nunn and Coach Glover does a good job with those guys. When we're in one drill, they're working pass rush on the side, so those guys are really working at it. But, you know, the sacks, is everything's got to line up right sometime to get that.
How uncharacteristic did you feel like Sunday was for Marcus to beat deep?
Really was. Same guy, young player. He's going to make mistakes. But also, we look back, this guy's made a lot of plays for us this year, been a first-year guy right in and into the starting role. So we're thinking this guy's going to correct it, and we're moving on.
How do you feel like Darren has responded this week after sitting out on Sunday?
Positive, you know. Mike, right when he walked in the meeting, said D. Lee was back there studying tape. Those guys have been outstanding, been totally in this practice this week.
Do you still believe Bo Wilkerson's a leader?
Yes.
Why?
Just the things that the things we saw this off season, the way the guys rally around him. Yes, no doubt.
Is it tough though to be a leader when this is now kind of the third year in a row that he's violated team rules? Can you figure a team leader is a guy that sets a perfect example?
No, not at all. He made a mistake. Coach handled it, and we moved on. Not at all.
When you look at his numbers over the last years, they're obviously not what they were before. How would you evaluate his play specifically this season?
You know what? Really, I thought he's been really solid. The thing that I take my hat off to him early on, he was playing through some injuries, and he sucked it up for us. And actually, this guy's been there answering the bell for us every day. We're really pleased with where he is.
Offensively, Denver has struggled statistically. What have you seen in film that maybe suggests that they're a better offense than what is shown in the stats, in the stat sheet?
Their personnel. The thing that stood out when you watch those two receivers out there with Thomas and Sanders, this team is really close. And then a three-headed monster at backs because they use those guys all over the place. And that's the thing to really look at them. They're an extremely talented team.
Casey, where is Jordan Jenkins made the biggest leap from year one to year two?
You know, Jordan is kind of taking practice to the game, and my hat goes off to Kevin Green working with him. And you've really seen the growth in Jordan. You know, we give Jordan a hard time all the time because in practice we see him make plays, then he wasn't making them in the game. So now he's taking practice to the game, and KG stays on him and working extra, and he's the stuff we're seeing in practice now is coming to the game. So that's where the biggest jump.
Has Leonard Williams played the last couple of weeks for you?
Leonard Williams,
how's he played the last couple of weeks?
We think Leonard is definitely improving. He is really coming up. You know, you sit there, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he might have had 4 or 5 quarterback hits the other day. He is really getting to the point where we have high expectations for Leo, and he exceeding those.
Was it his injury first bothering him in that first month or so?
He never really said a whole lot. You know, we just saw his play wasn't where Leo wanted to be, but now back to where we expected him.
Is it perplexing to you at all that a guy like, with that many quarterback hits and when the league leaders in quarterback hits only has 1.5 sacks?
That's the way it goes sometimes. Ultimately, it really is. And then he probably kicking himself because he came free on a stunt that he really should have had when he left one out there. But sometimes it happens like that. But, you know, as long as he keep hitting the quarterback, we'll be okay.
Very good.
Thank you. You got some questions.